going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Matt Olson sends it out to left center field. It is still going, and it gets out of here! Just enough juice for Mattio!
I was really hoping that Matt Olson was going to pull a Kirk Gibson here, limp around the bases, and give us the fist bump, because this was pretty special after that foul ball. Great power to the opposite field for Matt Olson. Good at bat for him. He hit that one 390 feet.
Way to go, Emo.
Olson in a little bit of a groove right now. I think that's 7-game hitting streak right now for him.
There we go.
And that was great. That made the game 4-2. It looked like the bullpen game was going to be favorable for the Braves, and maybe you could get out of there with a series win before even playing game 3 today. And then they had to go deeper into the bullpen.
Yep.
And then things stopped going well. Scott Blewett did a pretty nice job. Aaron Bummer did a really nice job. But then Rafael Montero, Dylan Lee, and Yel De Los Santos, and Nathan Wiles making his major league debut. Shout out to him. A dream achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would have liked to have seen it go better. Didn't ultimately matter because they were down a bunch and then they were down a bunch more. But yeah, man, the deeper they got into the bullpen, the worse things got.
Andy, it was 4-4. I went and did something around the house. I came back. I was like, hold on. Where the hell did them 6 runs come from? Like, it was that bad of a performance by the bullpen.
3 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th.
But yeah, I was like, damn. But I think, you know, the most important thing is that, no, winning is the most important thing. But you want to see, like you said, Matt Olson doing what he did. Austin Riley's still playing his ass off.
Yeah, 3 hits again yesterday.
Marcell Ozuna's
4 walks.
Like, is this Barry Bonds?
He's got the Barry Bonds eye.
Is this Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
You know?
He went to the Barry Bonds LASIK Surgery Institute.
And then, you know, Sean Murphy. I mean, so many guys are playing well that we need to play well for this team to dig themselves out of this hole. So I'll take that positive. That crap that I saw, who the blank are these guys? Like, this is who we're rolling with, huh?
Yeah, but I know that's the thing, though,
this
man.
This we rolling
like,
with?
That is the bullpen.
This we rolling
like,
with.
Like, these guys, a lot of these guys
this
are the guys.
This we rolling with.
These aren't, you
I'm
know.
I'm all in on Bummer and Blewett. Yeah, all in on them.
Dylan Lee's like, you know, he's like one of the guys.
I'm all in on Blewett and Bummer. All right, until I don't have to be.
You
just
know?
Bring old bad – bring the who's the star pitcher that I threw away earlier this week?
Well, I think he's starting today.
Hold on.
Elder?
They bring Bryce Elder back?
Yeah, Bryce Elder's pitching today.
Let Bryce Elder be
starting about half an hour.
Let him be a reliever.
Nah, he's starting today.
He's going to do good today. All right, here we go, Bryce. Here we go. Here we go, babe.
You kicked him off the team 4 days ago.
Here we go, babe. Here we go.
He's going up against Miles Michaelis, who's equally bad. At this point.
Here we go, Bryce.
He's actually worse. He's like a little bit worse,
yeah.
Actually.
So here's a stat that you're probably not going to like because it involves a former, you know, good friend of ours from the Braves.
Maybe I'll like it.
Miles Michaelis, up until Sunday, based on, you know, StatCast metrics and what all the nerdy stuff, was the worst pitcher in baseball.
The only one worse now is Charlie Morton.
100%.
Boy, is Charlie Morton off to
Silas struggling like that.
They might have to ask Charlie to just pack
Charlie
his stuff
Morton
up and head
up
on home.
Brave.
Huh? Or retired.
Charlie going to be a Brave.
I mean, if you honestly, would you rather Charlie Morton start today or Bryce Elder? I guess Elder because he's on the team. But
Charlie?
It's Baltimore, man.
These are lesser. It's in Baltimore smells.
Yeah, it's cold up there. Exactly. It's the fishy smells.
It's the fishy smell, man.
It's the fishy smell that's getting to him, man.
That's what it is. The fishy smell. That's what's getting to old Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, he's Charlie now because he don't play here no more. So, Charlie.
Charlie is not off to a good start in Baltimore.
I don't like saying it like that. Charlie.
Yeah. Max Fried's doing good in New York.
He's called one of the worst.
What happened to Max Fried last week with the no hitter? I know he lost a no hitter bid, but then they took an error that was a hit that was an error.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
I saw some kind of confusion they had last week with because Max Fried had a no hitter going into the eighth.
He's been very good. Not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, especially after the first start, you're like, oh, Randy, you see Max Fried struggling though. Like, okay.
Yeah, like kinda. We'll take that struggle.
I'm like, okay.
Just wait. He'll get a blister.
Yeah.
He'll get a blister. You won't see him till August. Here's Snit saying he's not worried about the bullpen today though.
We're okay, really. Some of them that pitched today, you know, we're kind of aware of. Other than you know, De Los Santos went a little farther than what I really had hoped, but you know, we have Pierce back. Dysbell's good. Dilla can go again.
Okay.
It's a bummer. Will be down. De Los Santos will be down. Probably stay away from Iggy again. But you know, we need a good start.
Yeah,
that's the key.
That's the key.
We need Bryce to be efficient and chew up some innings, and we should be fine.
That would be helpful.
Yeah,
that would be helpful. If Bryce Elder could go, what do you need? We need five. I'll take five.
I'll take five.
Give me 5-2.
No.
5-2 runs.
I don't want no runs, Buck.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Bryce
Elder. He can't. Okay, fine. Fine. Two runs. Fine.
5 innings, 2 runs. We'll take that as a win. Then you go, you got Pierce Johnson, like you said. He said Dylan Lee's still good to go. Can't have Iglesias out there for some reason. But yeah, they got it.
Yeah,
he's right.
And then I saw, okay, so Kimbrel's up at Gwinnett now.
So he's getting closer.
Okay, so we got another reliever coming.
He's on the way.
Yeah, he's on the way.
And they signed Jesse Chavez. So things are fine.
Yeah, they signed Jesse Chavez because they knew Bryce Elder was going on. So Jesse could pitch at inning 2 once he get his ass ran up out of there. That's why he brought Jesse up.
Jesse's not up. They just signed him.
I thought he brought him to the big club.
I don't think so. I think he's just another. I could be.
Oh, okay.
I thought they signed him to a minor league contract.
Oh, I thought they brought Jesse to the big club. That's what I was asking. Why they brought Jesse.
It's the same thing.
So Bryce Elder, when he struggles after one inning,
sure they brought him up.
Oh, my bad.
They had signed him to the minor league deal a while back.
My apologies.
After he cleared
waivers. Jesse is available.
That's what I'm saying. Jesse's available today because Snit knows.
I just thought there's no way
that damn Elder is going to stank today. No, I'm sorry. There's a possibility that he could stink.
It's a decent chance. You have to score some runs today, guys.
And so you got to bring Jesse in.
4 is not enough.
Jesse can get you 2-6.
Sean Murphy has 9 hits this year.
Yes.
6 of them are homers.
Yes. He's been outstanding.
All right.
He's been great.
Yeah, well, ratio up.
Yeah, he's been great.
All right, let's hear from Terry Fontenot. He met with the media earlier today ahead of the first round of the NFL draft. Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure we'll talk to him on Friday when we're up at Flowery Branch. But here he is talking about whether or not the first pick has to be on defense.
Well, look, we got to take an impact player. And what usually happens, Mark, just the truth, what usually happens with that is you're going to have players in that category. And when it works out perfect, you have players that are in a high category that fits one of your needs. And so you'd expect with the depth of the draft, then, okay, there's going to be defensive players. But what you can't do at any pick if this is the category and you're reaching down here for need and just taking if you say, Terry, you got to take this particular player right here, okay, you can take that player.
Yes, you can.
But if you're dipping down here to take him and reaching like we were talking about earlier, that's when you make mistakes. And if there's impact players at other positions, we got to make this team better.
No,
so we're not going to be afraid to take an impact player off the board.
Don't be afraid to make the team better, Terry.
Do not take an impact player when you already have impact players there.
Yeah.
Do not take
an impact player at a position of need.
And we got my favorite Falcon meme with the gas can stand outside of
it's already happened.
It's already happened. They're, don't take Luther Burton.
Can't do it.
All right, you got impact players. He's a really good player.
He's really good.
But no.
He's really good.
No.
Can't do it.
No.
If you were wondering to yourself, like if you're listening to us right now and you're thinking, oh yeah, I forgot Terry Fontenot had his press conference this morning.
Yes.
I meant to listen to that. Should I go back and listen to it? And I mean this with all due respect. Every answer was like that because they're all going to be. Mm-hmm. Terry Fontenot again, predictably and correctly, didn't tell anyone anything about anything.
No.
Because he's never going to ever. Now, Friday when we talk to him, he will tell us some stuff about the guy they draft.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Like, that's one of the few times we know we'll talk to Terry Fontenot and 100% get an honest answer about something. Because it's not even dishonest. It's just he's going to actually answer the questions on Friday because we're going to ask him about the guy they picked on Thursday.
Right.
Today, the day before the draft, him and every other general manager in football isn't going to tell you a damn thing.
No.
So when you ask him, do you have to take a defensive player at 15? You already know what the answer is going to be. The answer is going to be, I'm not going to tell you
and
that.
Whoever,
when now, that was a long, nice way of saying I'm not going to tell you that, but of course he's not going to tell you that.
And whoever we and when we talked to Terry on Friday, because we usually do talk to him, I know we know what two of the answers are going to be, all right? One is going to be, he was high on our board.
He was high on our board. We couldn't believe he was there.
And we couldn't believe he was there.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe
he
was
there. Oh, sorry, that was the second one?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the two.
Yeah, so we'll make sure that we get that one out the way first.
And then the third one will be, why did you feel like you needed to add to this offense? And he'll say,
Andy,
we have to take impact players when they're available.
If they take, I ain't finna sit up here and cap and say a wolf to, because it's my job to be up.
Right,
there.
We'll be there.
It's my job.
And we'll
to be there.
Professional.
But I'm just telling you, man. I would probably call Mike and say, I can't come today. Man.
I mean, I did say to him 2 years ago in the nicest way possible, like, how do you not take Jalen Carter? Yes. I mean, it's like, he was right there for you. Yep. Now, again, we love Bijan. Not saying we don't. Yes. But, like, it was the dream scenario that Jalen Carter would somehow fall to 8, and he did. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't take
him. I would take – I mean, I love Bijan, but I still would have took – from what everything I've seen of this man, and he is special, I would have still – and I would redraft it, and I would still take Jalen Carter right there.
I don't think my opinion's going to change on that one.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, as great as Bijan was.
Bijan's really, really good
player.
He's a special player.
I'm taking – that dude.
I would prefer to have Jalen Carter.
Yes.
I'd prefer to have Jalen Carter.
Yes.
But yeah, so those, you know, it's always fun to predict the interview 3 days in advance, but that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Here's some more from Terry Fontenot. This actually was a little bit of news yesterday that that Kirk Cousins showed up to the voluntary portion of their offseason program. Here he is talking about that.
I wouldn't say a surprise. It's a, you know, this is a voluntary thing. And so whether a player comes or doesn't come, we have a lot of really good professionals that we know whether they're here or somewhere else, they're going to really take care of their body. And obviously Kirk is one of those guys. So I wouldn't say a surprise because it is voluntary. These guys, they put in a lot with what they do. And so they deserve times with their families if they decide not to come or to come. So I wouldn't say it was a surprise.
But I mean, kids still in school.
Yep.
Yeah, the kids are still in school.
Couple more weeks
of school. So probably didn't want to uproot the boys and everything like that. But I never forget my last year, because I never worked out in the city that I played in, except when I was in Miami. So one day I just showed up out the blue. Like the first meeting of off-season edition, I showed up and I was
in what city?
In San Diego.
In San Diego.
Yeah, okay. I was like, and so showed up and everybody was like, the hell you doing here? I know there were a lot of what the hell you doing here yesterday with Kirk Cousins.
Like, no offense to Terry Fontenot there.
Yes.
But there was a lot of people surprised.
Yeah, no,
myself included, by the way.
They look at me like,
that Kirk Cousins showed up to the voluntary workouts.
Yes. Yeah, and I didn't have workout bonuses and stuff. I made sure I got all that in different bonuses. But they were like, the hell you doing here? I'm almost 100% sure that everybody that saw him yesterday, the hell you doing here?
Huh. Oh. Well, still part of it. Still on the team.
I ain't saying that Terry and Rock cuss and nothing like that, but I'm just like, what the F he doing here?
And then they probably did the math we did yesterday in real time. We're like, well, probably some percentage of workouts he's got to attend to get a bonus.
Yeah,
exactly. And Rod's like, man, I thought maybe he'd skip the $250,000 bonus on a man with a $100 million contract, not Kirk.
Cats do that, though.
Kirk's not going to miss out on one red cent.
What was that, 2 years ago? Lamar like gave up like $800,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, $800,000 workout bonus?
Just to not go.
Just not go?
Kirk's not doing that.
Kirk ain't doing it.
No, Kirk's got, I don't know. When you have that much money and then you get that amount of money, what do? You just like buy another rental property or something, or put it in a fund?
Pretty much.
Some sort of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
High interest.
Definitely.
Index fund or something like that. I don't know. There's definitely funds I don't know about. Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk some Braves with him. Obviously, yesterday didn't go the way that we wanted. Get a Strider update from Grant McCauley. Ask him again about Jesse Chavez being back on the team for somehow the second time this season, 25 games in. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.